This is Tyler and Shay.
Tyler and Shay.
I know you're going to dig this.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Chicago.
Always streaming on the ESPN Chicago app.
Check this out.
Oh, where do we even begin today? We've got so much to get to. Tyler Rocky, Shay Norling. We're with you until 11 a.m. here on ESPN 1000. And
you're a bad guy.
I have set you off.
I gotta tell you, I'm launched out of a cannon.
There's tension in here.
You made me angry.
You're coming in hot this morning.
We went to the bar last night. You said something that was just flat out disrespectful and mean and actually bad friend. What did you say to me? Tell the people.
All right,
tell the people
right
what you said to me.
I said, let's hit the tennis courts. I will 6-2 you. I'll 6-2 you.
Now, you know that I played tennis throughout high school.
I do.
So what you actually did was you called me fat and out of shape.
No.
That was me.
That is not
what
I said. I said I was 6-2 you on the tennis court.
You said, you fat bitch, out of shape, pile of garbage. I will 6-2 you on the tennis court, despite the fact I know you have more tennis experience, because you... Fat POS.
How many years of tennis did you play?
Can't hold up. Four. High school.
You played all 4 years?
Yeah.
Wait, is it a fall sport in Michigan? Didn't you play baseball, too?
Yeah, it's a fall sport.
Oh, it's a
women's
fall sport?
Women's tennis is a spring sport. Men's tennis, it's like soccer.
I believe
men's
Illinois...
Men's tennis in the fall?
Illinois, it's flipped. Men's is in the spring, and women's
States
is in the
backwards.
Fall.
I don't know what to tell you.
That also makes no sense to me. Why, in certain states, soccer is in the spring... In certain states, it's in the fall, and then it's reversed for when it for boys and girls. Like I don't get that. I never understand. Why don't we have uniformity?
That's why we can't have a national championship.
Right, exactly.
And the people are crying for it in the streets. We need a high school national championship in boys soccer.
You would think that the state of Michigan and the state of Illinois would be aligned somehow, right? Like Midwest roots.
Why?
Come on. Like I think a lot of it has to do with weather. Also,
what, did they sign a treaty?
And Michigan and Illinois have very similar weather. You'd think they would abide by the same thing. This was actually a problem for our football team because our kickers were always soccer players. They never had a true kicker. They would just pluck someone off of the soccer team who was athletic.
Baller move.
But here's the problem.
No, actually, American football teams professionally should just pluck pro soccer players.
But here's the problem. Because... boys soccer is a fall sport.
Oh boy.
You had to go for two for like the first quarter and a half until the soccer game ended, and this guy would get off the bus, slap some pads on, and go out and kick extra points.
Shin guards on.
That's just poor planning.
That's amazing.
See, this is why. Listen.
But you had a chance to be a four-sport varsity athlete.
New take forming. In the fall, the only men's sport should be football and just have the rest of them in the spring. Football's number one, so nothing can interfere with it. And then have the rest of the boys' sports in the spring.
And I think our rival, Glenbrook North, they had a girl kicker who was a soccer player, but it didn't interfere for her because girls' soccer was in the spring. So they could kick. For all four quarters, we had to go for two for a quarter and a half.
I thought I was
at a school coached by Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Because remember that phase he went through where he tried to outsmart everyone and go for two in the first quarter?
High school head coach Brandon Staley. Brandon, how are you today? We're just going for two nonstop. See, that's on the head coach,
Dan
though.
Campbell.
All right, he was correct. That's on the head coach. That's poor planning. He screwed that up.
We had a kickoff specialist, too. It was like you just
what
took,
are you talking
you just
about?
Took a tight end and let him just swing the leg.
What kind of depth chart were you rocking with?
I don't know.
You had a kickoff specialist?
It was just a kid who could kick the ball far, but I don't think it was very accurate.
We were lucky if we could get 22 kids who didn't like pee themselves when they stepped on the field.
Dude, my high school,
it was large, but the football team was terrible. We went 0-9 my first 3 years.
Wow.
Each of my first 3 years,
we went
0-9. Like, people have asked
Detroit
me,
Mercy stuff right there.
Why didn't you play football? And I'm like, they were terrible. Why would I want to? The team went 0-9 three straight years, and then my senior year, 1-8.
Oh,
and
progress.
The one win, it was the opener at home, we rushed the field.
Meanwhile, our high school is going against Myles Garrett every week.
Oh, geez.
Like, just different.
What?
Yeah. Myles Garrett went to my rival high school, I guess. Yeah. So they would go against them, and then we had two players.
I would never play football.
And then we had two players that were in the Super Bowl, and they didn't play. Maybe one of them did, but were part of the Super Bowl festivities last year. They were with the Chiefs.
Jeez.
That went to our high school.
Are they back again this year?
No.
No?
We have nobody from our high school. Yeah.
Weren't built for it?
Well, you know, just different opportunities took them to, you know, different places.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I think if I lived in a town where, like, Myles Garrett were coming up playing football, I just wouldn't play.
He was like 6'5" playing like as freshman.
Like, why would I volunteer myself to get hit by Myles Garrett?
Yeah, that doesn't seem ideal or fun for anyone out
We
there.
Got this like, kid in town. He's a pass rusher. He's going to go to the league. I'm not playing football.
He's going to go one overall.
Yeah, I'm not
he's
playing.
He's going 1-1.
I'm not playing football. I'm good. I'm not going to be that good. I'm not going to hold my own. I will get murdered. I'm okay. It's all good.
Yeah. But yeah, so you're offended. I think I can 6-2 you.
I think it was disrespectful.
We need to set this up now. I think we may need to stream this.
I would not say that I would like beat you with no handicap on a golf course. I don't even know what the equivalent would be. I feel like that would be disrespectful.
You did not just speak golf properly there.
Probably like, not. I don't golf. Newsflash.
So, at the what was it summer 2019 into summer 2020. I was playing tennis pretty much every night. Like, that was where I built up I caught a little tennis fever. And then you, of course, hate that I love to play pickleball as well.
It's atrocious. Have we discussed this on the air?
No, we haven't.
Right now.
You want to hash this out?
That is a fake sport. And
it's
you should
not
feel
a fake
bad.
Sport.
You should feel bad.
Listen, there is nothing worse in the world than watching pickleball. If you're watching pickleball, like, there's nothing more boring in the world than watching the actual sport.
Listen.
But playing it, that's a different beast.
F that. No, playing it sucks, too. Because people just want to play tennis or basketball. And people like you are eating up all the courts. Poor kids can't play basketball anymore, can't find a hoop because the court's been put into two pickleball courts.
I would never play on a basketball court.
It's
I will
a joke.
Play on a tennis court.
No, bad. Awful. You're an awful human
nope.
being. Go to one of these newfangled parks that's got like designated pickleball locations and play pickleball there.
But they put lines on the tennis courts now.
That's horrible. People just want to play tennis. Poor Sonny Parks
really.
Upstairs. He just wants to play tennis, and these pickleball people have invaded the game.
I bet you Sonny's a pickleball guy.
I'd lose a lot of respect for him. It'd be unfortunate. I realize I'm not the best messenger because, look, man, I'm not. I let myself go. I'm not out on every Saturday and playing tennis, but it does. Like, I'll drive by tennis courts and I'll see every court cut in half so that these jackaloons can play pickleball. And it's like a dagger twisting right in my chest.
But you don't play anymore, do you?
No, I want to play tennis again this summer. The problem is I don't know where the hell I'm going to play tennis because everybody's playing pickleball.
I think you're just looking for excuses to not get 6-2.
Yep. Take your hardwood paddle, shove it up
it's
your
plastic.
Keister. And that thing sounds like you're smacking with a birch tree. I don't want to hear it.
I'm going to 6-2 you.
No, you're not.
I'll 6-2 you this summer.
Am I wrong? He knows that I played tennis. He knows that I'm good at it.
I just think I'm better than you. You just
went to a high school that had an
0-9 football team for 3 years.
That's
what
true.
Kind of athletic right. tree are you coming
How
from?
How many years removed are you from playing tennis, though?
How many are you?
When did I play? I played when I was in Punta Cana. Couple weeks ago.
So more recently than you, Shay.
I played 3 weeks ago.
You took a lesson at the resort?
No. I know how to play tennis.
A lesson at the resort?
I'm taking a lesson?
How are your ground strokes?
Well, fantastic.
If you 6-2 me, I'm going to walk into the lake. That'll be all.
Maybe I'll 6-3 you to preserve your body.
You're throwing me a set so that I don't walk into the lake after the match.
That's the thing. It's a game. It's a game, not a set. I'm starting to wonder if you know felt.
Yeah, it was.
Do you know?
No, that was actually a critical error on my part.
Yeah, that was an unforced error.
That
was an unforced
You're
error.
You're throwing me a game. Yeah.
That was an unforced error.
Not my best moment.
Yeah.
Like, you're not 6-2-ing me.
We need to set this up. We need to stream it on our YouTube and our Twitch page. We need Bevins on the call.
Oh, that's
you know
beautiful.
Who else loves tennis? I don't know if he plays, but he likes tennis a lot. Bleck. We can get a Bevins and Bleck booth.
I think it's Bleck play-by-play, Bevins call.
No. It's Bevins play-by-play. Bevins has to be the play-by-play man. What do you think, Jake? How are we sorting out this booth? Pottinger on the sidelines?
Dude, Pottinger ball boy.
Pottinger's
like Kramer in the episode, but he's working at the U.S. Open.
No, I think you should
flying
make...
Flying up to get the ball.
Make Charlie also do sidelines, so he's scrambling for both. So he has to do...
He's pulling double
shit. Why are we being so mean? Poor guy's getting a break working with us. Why are we
sitting down
so
to Charlie?
Mean to him?
All right, Charlie. And he just continues on and then throws it back to the booth.
You have to do play-by-play while getting the ball.
While being the ball boy.
No, dude, here's my issue. It's like, I don't know, the golf comp didn't really work, but it did feel a little bit like you hit me with a you fat POS.
That was not the intent.
I will whip your ass.
If I really felt that way, I would say I would 6-0 you. But I'm giving you two games. I think you could get two off.
Can I cover the spread? Spread's 3.5.
Are we playing three sets?
Spread's 3.5
games.
Are
we playing this? Are we playing this
because of you?
Are we playing this like a full-on tennis match? Are we going best of 5 sets? Are we going best of 3 sets? Or are we just going one set?
No, just play a set.
We're just playing one set?
Yeah, one set. Can I cover the spread? 3.5.
3.5.
You said it.
Oh, we've got a development here.
Oh boy,
we've got Brandon in Old Irving. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great. I mean, I don't think Shay's too happy with me, but we're having a good time.
Oh, I am a facilitator. So I live in Old Irving. We kind of got like a little private tennis court that nobody ever uses. I would be so happy to host.
Now, is this in like your house?
No, it's kind of like a subdivision within the city.
Oh, okay.
A good Wi-Fi around there? We need to broadcast it.
Yeah, we got to do a line test. We're going to send some people out.
Travis will be heading your way. All right,
Brandon. That sounds like excuses being made already. The line test didn't work.
Brandon, enough with the excuse talk. I don't know where I'm making excuses. Can I ask you, Brandon, am I wrong to think Tyler's just calling me an out-of-shape pile of garbage?
No, absolutely not. I played lacrosse in high school, and if someone said they could beat me, I would be absolutely offended.
He said you're not peak snarling anymore.
But
this isn't prime Shay.
Okay, well, yeah,
I can kick your ass.
I know. I think you would admit you're not prime tennis Shay anymore.
But to act like we would just step on a court, and you blow me away. I felt wildly disrespected.
I've played a lot of tennis in the last 4 years.
Oh, my God. I would go out of my way to destroy him.
All right, Brandon.
Put that on the board.
All right, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
We'll have to have him call back in when we get closer and closer to the event.
Well, it's going to have to be a summertime thing or a springtime thing. That could be today.
It's nice as hell. We could do it next week.
Yeah, the way the weather's panning out, we could do it tomorrow. No, I think we should put some thought and care and set up an event. We'll get Zetterman involved. He'll be happy to do this.
Yes.
And if I get 6-2'd, I have to quit. I think that's
what do you mean you have to quit?
I have to quit my job. I have to.
I quit match. All right.
We're putting jobs on the line here.
It's a pig slip match.
Loser leaves town. Like,
you
what?
Don't cover the spread. Get out. I lose. Get out. That's it. If I get 6-2'd, 6-1, 6-0, I have to.
You should switch shifts for a week.
Oh.
That's
entertaining. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Get to sleep in a little bit.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to decide which shift I want more. Is it actually worth it to me? If you win, you work the mornings. If I win, I work the afternoons for a week. Deal.
All right.
Zetterman will clear that.
We'll hash things out with Zetterman here.
He'll clear that for sure.
Oh, yeah. Anything in the name of content. All right. 312-332-3776. We are like the
John No H in the Twitch chat said, make it pickleball. We don't have 8 hours to go through this. I don't know how those games ever end. How could you not return the ball? That's for old people.
You don't understand it.
Pickleball's for old and out of shape. I might enjoy it. It's for old people and out of shape people to feel like they went outside and did something without actually doing anything.
I won't deny that. I think the first 80% of what you said is correct. But until you said to make it feel like you did something, you actually do work up a sweat. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Like, it is a good workout. You're going back and forth. You're cutting. It's fun. It's good.
I refuse to believe it's a good workout. I think it's a workout. I don't think it's a good one.
All right. We've got a lot on tap today. Tyler Aki, Shane Orling, we're with you till 11 on ESPN 1000.
This is Tyler and Shane.
Tyler and Shane. I know you're going to dig this.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago. Welcome back to Tyler Aki and Shane Orling. We're back on ESPN Chicago.
Adam Abdallah has chimed in. He has set the official odds for our match. Tennis match between me and Shay. I said, Shay, I could 6-2 you. And Shay took major offense to it.
Yeah, it's an absurd notion.
He was very triggered. And Abdallah has officially set odds. I am a minus 140 favorite against Shay Norling, plus 130. You can also get the spread as well.
Bet the money line, folks. Keep the points. Bet the money line.
Keep your games. Keep your games. Come on, you got to learn a little tennis lingo here. This is starting to get absurd now. We've got a treat on line one, by the way. Chauncey's here. Chauncey, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how's it going? I just want you to know, I'm listening to your program, and, you know, you're talking about all this tennis match and everything else. You have to open it up to the ladies to be part of it, and I would like to offer my expert opinion on the women's fashion color commentator.
On the women's what?
Fashion.
You cut out a little bit there, Chauncey.
The women's fashion, their outfits that they're wearing.
You want to be the color commentator on their fashion during the tennis match?
Yes, sir.
I think this mic is canceled.
No chance.
I feel like we would be in a viral media conversation. Who's Chauncey? All right, hold on, because I want to get the real opinion on this. Peggy and Dion, celebrity tennis match. Who wins?
Ooh, I'm
going to
go with Dion.
It's not straight tennis, but I know Peggy plays a lot of platform tennis. So I think I have Peggy there. Thanks, Chaunce. Appreciate you checking in this morning.
I don't have any idea.
Well, you guys have a fun show today, okay?
Thanks, Chauncey. That's Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Every Saturday morning.
What is platform tennis?
It's
what the F is this?
We'll have to ask them when they come in. I think we're going to crosstalk with them. But
this is pickleball.
No, it's like platform tennis walked so pickleball could run.
No, this is pickleball except you're on a ceiling. It doesn't make any sense.
On a ceiling.
You're on a roof. Like, what are we? This is pickleball. You know what? Pickleballers out in the world, go find platform tennis courts.
They're playing on like
play there.
They're playing on like a deck. Pretty much is what they're playing on.
Yeah, it's like hardwood.
So
this looks horrible.
But it's heated.
Good for Peg.
So Peggy plays a lot of platform tennis, I know. And okay, let's just go through every show now. All right, Peggy and Dion. I've got Peggy in a tennis match.
I'm going to take Dion
in a true tennis match.
I feel like Dion's being undersold here. I feel like she could be a heavyweight in a tennis match. I'm going to go Dion.
All right, let's go. Let's start in the morning. Cap Hood.
I think Cap.
All right. Carmen Yerk.
I'm going to say, listen, okay.
So I think Yerk is sneaky a good tennis player.
Carmen's difficult because
Carmen is either the favorite to win this thing or is going out round one. He might get 6-2'd round one.
The thing with Carmen is he's in absurd shape. Like, I'm aware that he's in very good shape.
But there's more to tennis than being in good shape.
Correct.
In fact, I think that is a very minimalistic attribute that you need for tennis.
And I feel like Yurko, no, you got to be in shape. Tennis,
I mean, you got to be in, but
once
you don't
we
have
get
to be
set,
like,
or game five, we're going to be like,
you don't have to be elite athlete, though, in terms of, like, cardio to be a tennis player.
You to be a to good be, one, maybe.
To be, well, if you're good, you clean up in six to eight games.
Yerk is so, what's the word, eclectic. I feel like he might have a sneaky tennis skill, and I think that's throwing
me off. I remember hearing Yerk say one time on the air, like, he was playing tennis, but ground strokes only.
No serves? No volleys?
Well, he could only, like...
No lobs?
It gave him pain to...
Oh, I thought it was like a rule.
No.
Those knees are shot by Yerko.
All right,
he can barely get up a hit.
You've spent a lot of time with Yerk, Jake.
In Kansas City, he can barely walk up the hill. We've told those stories, so I would go Carmen.
You're going Carmen?
Yeah, all right, I'll take Carmen.
But here's the thing.
I do think, as we advance through the tournament, Carmen would be the on-paper favorite, just looking at him. I feel like it's either he's incredible at the sport or he's a complete goofball with a racket in his hands.
I mean,
no clue.
There could be a lot of unforced errors. He could be handing out free points on a couple of double faults. Don't count out Yerk. Don't count out Yerk.
Yeah, all Yerk has to do is hit the ball back. I think Carmen's beating him, honestly. I'm going to go Carmen. Waddle and Sylvie. Listen, if the Yerko knees comment holds up, it's also true for Waddle.
Well, I've seen videos of Waddle playing tennis.
When? Recently?
From it's on his Instagram.
3 weeks
ago
with Tyler.
No, it wasn't.
What's he training yet? A 6'2"?
No. He put a video out on Instagram of him playing tennis.
I missed that. I'm going to have to look.
Give that a look at the
break. Minus money odds on Waddle. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in on Waddle. And then Black and Abdal. This.
That's the celebrity death match.
This is where I think you could go either way. Actually, I think
there's no way Abdallah's good at tennis.
I think Abdallah would even admit that Black would beat him.
Yeah, and Black feels like a country club type guy. So I feel like Black probably good, just like innately. And Abdallah, I'm sorry, this is not a shot. I can't see Abdallah playing tennis.
Abdallah has a kid now, so he's probably tired, you know?
Yeah, tennis probably, I don't think is front of mind. I know Black watches a lot of Aussie Open.
Yeah.
Black's probably getting tips.
How does he have time?
What do you mean, how does he have time? He stays up all night and watches the Aussie
Black
Open.
Black studies film. Like,
he's in the lab.
I take Black.
All right. Grinder.
I'm taking Black as the winner. Staying up to watch the Aussie Open?
I stayed up to watch the Aussie Open.
Yeah, but I can't. I have to get up in the morning.
You wake up and watch the Aussie Open.
So I did. I did come in here one morning and I saw Medvedev was down in the semifinal and I said, life bet. And then I was all in. I told Hoodie, don't change the TVs. Understand, I'm sweating. So don't. Like, he sees the Aussie Open. He's usually like, Jay Moore, ESPN2. And he walked in and I'm like, don't you effing dare. Do not take this off. I bet it. I'm in the weeds.
So who's winning the station tennis match? Are we forgetting anyone?
No, we got through Peggy and Dion. I don't think so. And then you and I. Do we got to just set up a tournament?
We have to do like the match and just we'll play the station tennis tournament.
What's the HBO mockumentary with Jon Snow? What did you see that?
No.
Where he's like a tennis player? It's hysterical. It's like Spinal Tap, but for a guy at Wimbledon. And he's got drug problems, alcohol problems. That's what we should do.
I
will be the main character of our mockumentary.
I am not familiar with this game.
This is my mission, to not get 6'2'd by Tyler. Cameras follow me day and night through my horrible things that I do outside of work so that I can prepare to not get 6'2'd by you. I think that'd be incredible.
Is the mockumentary.
Thank you. Great show.
Brandon, who called in earlier from Old Irving, he has the tennis court, just sent me a picture of it. Looks like a pretty nice facility.
What, he gave you his number?
No, he just tweeted it at me.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
Pretty nice facility here. I think we've got something here. And it all spurned because I said I could 6'2 you. And I think I can.
Hold on a minute. Jack McGrath says, I'm taking Peggy and Dion in doubles over you two in pickleball. We ain't playing pickleball. We're going to the adult sports here. We're not playing this fake, fraudulent hardwood paddle game.
We could do both.
I have no interest in playing pickleball.
Why not? You need to try it. See, pickleball. No, you because crap I don't, on it until you try it.
I don't and then you want try it, to like it.
And then you catch a little
I
bit
don't
of pickleball
want
fever.
To like it.
And then we're rolling with something.
I'm there. Confident in my assessment from afar that it sucks. I don't need to try
because it. Because your assessment from afar, what did I tell you? The worst thing that you could possibly watch on television or just walking by a park is pickleball. Pickleball is the worst sport in the world to watch or observe at a park.
It's not like the reason I don't like it is because it's a terrible spectator sport. The reason I don't like it is A, it's loud, and B, it's all on tennis courts that could be used for tennis.
But they're not using it for tennis.
My guy, this friend of mine, Kevin, texted me the other day saying he goes to his gym and he has to beg to use one half of the basketball court because people are on it playing pickleball.
Z-Pac's a baller?
Z-Pac hoops.
I did not know that. About
real hooper.
I did not know that.
The Terry Rozier energy. Real hooper. Holy cow. Now people in the Twitch chat saying I'm going to tear an ACL. That's not nice at all.
It doesn't seem like it's going
to
end well.
Dude, I'm going to Tahoe in March. My biggest fear is that I'm going to tear my ACL. Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I haven't been out west skiing in about 4 years. I'm very excited. I've been in the gym. I'm trying to get in shape. I don't want to die on the mountain. And I'm like, this is 100%. My knee's going to blow. And I'm done.
Don't put that in the ether.
We're not playing at MetLife. It's going to happen.
Come on.
It's going to happen. It'll be funny. Good content.
Downtown Dean. What's going on, Dino?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning, Shay and Tyler.
Good morning.
I was telling Jake, I was telling him that I still think Waddle's got it. Like you said, I see him on Instagram. You know, he actually goes to my gym that I go to with Sylvia, and I bet you he could dunk a ball when he was younger, bro. He still is athletic, so I would see him. And then I did love your comment, Shay, about Chris Fleck just looking like a country club guy. That was spot on.
Seems a little more insulting when you say it, but...
All right. Thank you, Dean.
So the main reason I called was because the Blue Blood games that are on today, I feel like the safest bet. I heard someone say that Carolina is like 9-0 in their last home games. So the 4.5, I'm not going to lay. Do you think that's a safe bet tonight? Maybe sprinkling in like a Carolina money line, and then if there's anyone else you would throw in there. Just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on the college basketball games today. I need some help. I've been getting killed lately. Have a good one, fellas.
Oh, well, you've come to the right place, Dean. Appreciate the phone call there. We are going to talk some college basketball a little bit later on because today is the best college basketball Saturday of the year. We've got 3 top 10 matchups.
Very excited.
Lots of stuff to get to, so we will do all of that and more. Tyler Aki, Shay Norling with you on ESPN 1000.
This is Tyler and Shay on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago. Welcome back to Tyler Aki and Shay Norling. We're back on ESPN Chicago.
February, or first Saturday in February, and we have a fantastic college basketball slate. 3 top 10 matchups. You've got Houston and Kansas at 3:00 today, Duke and Carolina at 5:30, and then it all rounds out with Tennessee and Kentucky. A lot of other really good games today. This is the perfect weekend for it, too. I've kind of liked this lately. It feels like the sandwich weekend in between the football weekends always gets a really good slate of college basketball. And I think they're doing that very right now.
I got to tell you, I need it badly, too. I am
you're hurting. You tweeted out yesterday.
I am crawling through the desert.
That you are going to read books this weekend.
Yeah.
There is not a chance in hell you are going to read a book this weekend.
What are you talking? I'm halfway through one of those already.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Almost 200 pages. What do you mean, why?
Why are you reading books?
It's entertainment. No, what's the problem here? What is going on?
Jake, do you find
reading books? They're good books.
Entertaining. What are you reading? What's on your shelf right now?
I'm reading.
50 Shades of Grey. I saw it in your backpack.
Jake has been throwing shots at us all break. All break. He is having his own show on the other side during the breaks. It's been fantastic.
Well, that's what I do when I fill the shoes of Justin Ponger, so.
So what are you reading?
What are you reading? Come on.
I'm so angry at him.
What do you mean? Come on.
He's throwing out a suggestion.
What are you reading?
What are you reading?
50 Shades of Grey? No. Nobody cares. Chain Gang All-Stars and the other one's called The Bee Sting. I was walking home the other day, walked by a bookstore, went in.
What kind of genre are we working with here? Fiction, nonfiction?
Both fiction. Are you crazy?
Sci-fi?
I don't have the time to read nonfiction.
What? That's the only thing that would interest me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I vastly prefer fiction.
Why?
I don't know, man. Like, a lot of nonfiction just reads boring to me. I like to read to be entertained.
And you're a hardcover guy? You're not a Kindler?
It depends. I'm not, like, anti-Kindle.
You have a Kindle?
Well, my wife uses it, but yes. And then I have, like, the iBooks.
Athlete.
Am I okay?
What just happened?
After seeing that, I have never been more convinced I'm going to 6'2 your ass. Like, you just went to pull your phone out and then flipped it in the air and caught it like some sort of circus act. I have never been more convinced that I'm going to 6'2 you. This is...
I will not be in the state that I am this morning when we play tennis. No, I'm just... What is wrong with reading? Let me get to the root of this. What are you looking at me like, nerd?
Yeah.
Push your glasses up.
Yeah.
Why?
What are you hoping to gain from this experience of reading this weekend?
I don't know. Enjoyment? What do you hope to gain when you watch a movie?
You're so football down bad that you have resorted to reading for the
weekend. I read books.
Do you really?
Yes.
How many books do you knock out a year?
Last year, I think I did 10 or 15. This year, I'd like to up that number a little bit. 2025?
Do you think you can do that? See, here's my problem with reading. I cannot focus on reading. Like, that was one of my things where in high school, when you had to read novels and stuff like that, I would read, like, 2-3 lines, and then my mind would just wander. And I really was just eye scanning at that point. I would scan the pages with my eyes, and then all of a sudden I was on, like, page 5, and I had no idea what the hell has happened for the last 4.5 pages because my mind would wander, and I'm just turning pages at that point. And luckily, for my sake, you had SparkNotes, and if you were really advanced, you used Schmoop. Schmoop was where it was at.
I've never heard of that.
Schmoop, for all the kids out there that need a little help with your
what
reading.
What is it, S-C-H-M-O-O-P?
No, I think it's just S-H-M-O-O-P. But Schmoop was the ones that the teachers didn't know about. They knew about SparkNotes, so they would tailor your daily reading quizzes around the SparkNotes, so you couldn't just do that. They were clueless. They were completely in the dark about Schmoop, and I probably just ruined it because I'm sure we have some English teachers that are listening right now that I've let the cat out of the bag, and I've let down a lot of students across the great state of Illinois. But Schmoop was, it gave you a better summary than what SparkNotes was, and the teachers didn't know about it and therefore didn't use it as a part of their reading quizzes. So you just, it was free money at that point.
I have a wild idea I want to float to the people.
What's that?
Just read the effing book.
I can't focus. How about you write a better book?
That's fine. What did you have to read in high school? It was so bad.
Crime and Punishment. Cool.
I never read it.
That sounds rough.
That was one of the worst books. I mean, it's this big-time acclaimed novel. That was 350 pages of me wanting to gouge my eyes out.
I'm going to sell you on the book that I'm reading right now, Chain Gang All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
It is a future America where murder convicts have the option to opt instead of whatever their sentence is in prison. They can opt for a 3-year sentence, but in the 3 years, they have to fight other people to the death on a reality TV show. Like gladiator
that
matches.
That sounds like an awful book, but a terrific movie.
It's fantastic. This book's fantastic.
I don't think I could focus on that. It seems like there's too many moving parts. And just like the descriptors of reading a book versus seeing it, like, I'll watch the movie. Let me know when
you gotta be able to paint the picture in your head.
Let me know when it's streaming, all right? And I'm there.
I have thought a couple times while I'm reading it, like, this is written to make a good movie. This feels like it's been written to create a film.
Oh, but then you'll be one of those people that when the movie comes out, the adaptation fell somewhere, and you're like, this is not what I read. This movie didn't depict anything.
No, I don't care.
You're definitely a big Harry Potter guy, aren't you?
Yeah. No, my, like...
That's another one. I could not get through the Harry Potter books. I got...
When did you start reading them?
When I was, like, 10 or 12.
Yeah.
Oh, you were the right age, too. Well,
I tried reading Harry Potter as a kid, and, I mean, my dad just, like... put the hammer down on me and was like, you're reading this. And I, like, my brother zoomed through it because he's a nerd. And then I tried. I got probably 90% of the way through the first book, and I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing? I can't do this anymore. This is terrible.
They're not that bad.
I didn't even watch them. I've seen, like, a couple of the movies. I've definitely seen the first movie.
You've never seen the Harry Potter movies?
No. I've seen, like, one or two of them.
That was such a zeitgeist moment at a time where you would high school for like the majority of the end ones?
Probably, yeah.
I can't believe you never saw them. That's crazy.
I don't feel like I'm missing out at all.
Have you seen Lord of the Rings?
No.
Are you kidding?
I'm not a...
I'm there with them.
I'm going home. What?
I've seen them, but like I was a kid. I don't remember them. And it's not like a big deal to me.
I'm not a wizards and Gandalf kind of guy. Keep your staves at home, all right?
We know you shall not pass. That's it. That's the whole movie.
Shut up. Watch Lord of the Rings. That's two things that have to happen.
So now you're giving out homework.
We have homework now?
Now we're getting homework.
You gotta watch Lord of the Rings. That's unbelievable. I was at a party last night. Listen, this is a true story.
I heard about this.
I was at a party last night. It's my wife's best friend's housewarming.
Which, okay, this is another thing. Like, tell your story, and then I've got my subplot of this.
We got there about 9 o'clock. I got a text around 8:15 from my wife's best friend's boyfriend saying, get your ass up here. I need whatever he said. I need men in the room, whatever it was. And I'm like, okay, my bad. So we pull up, and it's like 20 women to literally just him.
So, good ratio.
So we walk in, and like finally he's got pals, and then his buddy comes over. So at a certain point, it's four guys, me, my buddy Mitch, this guy Eric, and his friend. And we're all in a circle, and there's 20 women around us. Two of the four guys are single. They could be mingling. And instead, we're firing back and forth quotes from the Lord of the Rings movies. It was incredible. It was one of the best times I've had in my life.
Just guys. That is a quintessential dudes rock moment.
That was guys being dudes times a million. I mean, we are in a party. Booze is flowing. Two single dudes. There's 18 women around us. Many single. It's like this is perfect for them to mingle. And instead, nope. We're doing the Theoden rides into Minas Tirith speech. It was unbelievable. I was sitting, I'm like, this is an old Friday beer sketch.
I think
this should be on SNL.
This is a bad friend of you. Like, this is you being a bad friend. You've got two guys that you're with that are single and plenty of women in the room, and you corner and imprison them into Lord of the Rings fodder.
It was them. They brought it up.
But that's when you need to be a good friend and be like, all right, snap out of it. Go meet some people.
I can't do that. It was fun.
This was selfish.
If we started Immaculate Grid, if you and I are at a party and just imagine you're single and there's beautiful women everywhere, but we start naming random old baseball players, are you going to talk to some women or are you naming some random old baseball players? You know where you're going to be.
Probably.
We're Immaculate Grid. We are naming them all.
We're hitting the nine.
Aubrey Huff. We're
okay, I don't know if we're firing off his name, but...
That's just the first one that came into my mind.
Why is that, huh?
Darren Ruff. How about that? That's better.
A little better. I love how this started as a conversation. We're about to dive into a big college basketball conversation. But we still have more that we can get to as well. We'll take your phone calls to 312-332-3776. Tyler Rocky, Shay Norling on ESPN 1000.
This is Tyler and Shay on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Welcome back to Tyler Rocky and Shay Norley. We're back on ESPN Chicago.
Cantu has suggested that you join a book club. You going to do that, Shay?
I would love to. If anybody's got a book club that they want me to be in, and you're not, like, scary, let me know.
You're not scary.
I'll join.
You're just out here, like, just slinging yourself out there to get into a book club?
Yeah, I want
to
read more books.
There's got to be an app for this. There's got to be, like, a hinge for book clubs. Yeah,
listen, if there's not, billion-dollar idea right here. We're leaving. We're getting out of this town.
We'll never have to read a book again. AJ is on 355. What's up, AJ?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's going on?
All right. So I got a book recommendation for Shay if you're ready for a commitment. It's the Wheel of Time series. It's kind of like a Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings kind of combination, but it's 14 books, and you were talking about you want to read more books, but it's a fun series, and they actually do a couple seasons on Amazon Prime, too, of a show for it.
I'm not really into series, though. Like, that, it's such a commitment.
Mr. Lord of the Rings, I'm not into series.
It's three books! I did read the Game of Thrones books, too. But, like, I'm at a point now, I like to read one-hitters. Give me one book, start, end, and then I'll go on to something else.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, it really, it's a commitment. So there's lots of good books. If I don't know if you like Stephen King, but a good one book for him is like The Stand as well. That's a
I've
read
that. Stephen King's great.
I love him. Yeah, love his series. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, AJ.
Thanks for the homework, AJ. 312-332-3776. Oh, no. I'm excited for that one. When I had my reading phase, it had to be nonfiction. There's two things, and it's the same goes for movies. When I am watching a movie or when I am reading a book, I like to either laugh or learn. So that's why I can only do nonfiction or documentaries or comedies, something that's going to make me laugh.
I love a comedy book. I'm going to tell you a book you should read.
What's that?
It's called Dr. No by Percival Everett. And it's a parody of like a James Bond
Somebody
story.
Somebody named Percival, I'm out.
It's so funny.
I'm out.
It's so funny.
Denise is in Lombard. What's going on, Denise?
Hey, so I wanted to call Shay out because my mom's in a book club actually today, and I believe they're going for a book that's like 600 pages, and even a lady in the group thinks it's going to be boring, and I just cannot see that he would want to join this group.
But it would be totally hilarious. What's going on?
Totally hilarious.
Denise, one of the books that I bought this week is 650 pages.
And was it super boring? And did you
I haven't started it yet. I can't
Get
wait,
him,
though.
Denise.
What?
Oh, man. That would be hilarious. A bunch of 80-year-old ladies. They would love it.
Actually, that would be a good bit.
That's
Denise, can you get me... Tyler, put her on hold. Let's get the information on Denise's mother's book club.
Can Shay join your mom's book club?
I mean, I'm going to speak for them, and I say yes.
Let's go! I think this is hysterical. I'm going out to Lombard.
Gotta run it by the ladies, but I'm all for it.
Is there some sort of like strict initiation process that Shay's going to have to go through for this?
Denise, do I have to learn to knit?
Hey, he may have to find out if he attends, but yes, possibly.
Well, that sounds sketchy. Now I'm a little scared.
No, okay, no, I take it back.
All right, put her on.
Yeah.
We got to
get
Denise's info. I want to join the book club.
Shay is going to join a book club. No chance. You think you're going to Lombard?
Do I need to pay a toll to get out there? Can I go toll free?
To be honest, I don't know how to get to Lombard.
I
just think it's west, I'm pretty sure.
Just give me an email. We're going to figure this out.
Lombard,
I work with Denise.
Lombard has very little, it doesn't register very well with me because I haven't been to Lombard at all. I don't think I've ever been to Lombard.
Can you imagine me walking to an 80-year-old lady's book club?
I actually can.
They're trying to read like some erotic romance novel, and I'm walking in with
and
my
you're firing the guy into the
book.
Sun.
Yeah. All right, ladies, read this. And it's like the prison murder book. They're all trying to read 50 Shades of Grey. I'm walking in with death, murder, and funny. I think they'd be upset.
You're going to ruin some fine establishment of a book club just because you want to read some reality TV show book about, instead of going to prison, you'd be basically going to the Hunger Games.
I just think it would be... I just think it would be funny one time.
You got distracted.
I thought that one was going to die. I think it'd be funny one time for me to go to the 80-year-old
one time. No, you can't just go one time. No. This is a commitment. You have to. You're either all in or you're all out.
What if they give me some horrible book? I don't want to read it.
That's part of a book club. All right, that's rolling the dice. You heard Denise. She thinks they got a clunker this time. All right, 650 pages of nothing.
But Denise thinks. I don't want to be rude, but it didn't sound like Denise had a ton of great taste. Because I said, I just got is 650 pages. She goes, is it boring? No, it's good.
She's probably right.
No, it's boring. Good. The Harry Potter books, not boring. 750 pages.
That's why I tapped out.
The Game of Thrones books, not boring.
Won't start them.
1,200 pages.
Oh, no, thank you. I prefer a haiku. Give me my syllables in a line. That's all I'm good for, reading-wise. 312-332-3776. JC's in Oak Lawn. What's up, JC?
Yes, sir. I was wondering if in this coming draft, if the Bears could possibly stack the deck, getting Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr., and that touted offensive guard from Notre Dame.
So three picks in the top 10?
Well, I don't know when the guard from Notre Dame would go, but at least Marvin Harrison Jr. and Caleb Williams, maybe they could trade the quarterback they have right now, Justin, and move up and get them both.
All right, I've heard a lot of this, JC. I've had a lot of callers ask.
Yeah, thanks for the call, JC.
On its face, I don't hate it. I think the idea that you take Caleb at one, and then you package Fields and nine to try to get back up to three. I would entertain that.
If you're
trading Fields anyway, I think you can trade him to move up six spots. I know people are going to rage. We need a second round pick. We need these other things. I don't think it's the greatest way to go about it, but I do think it might be the fastest way to go about it. And I don't totally hate it.
If you told me that's what the price was, I'd be all in. Nine and Fields to move up to three. I just don't think that's
the price.
You
probably have to add something, like a second next year or whatever.
Price, and that to me is unappetizing. That's why I wouldn't do it.
How expensive do you think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be? You want to move up to three. How expensive is he really going to be?
Keep in mind, you could be in a bidding war with other teams for a quarterback. Like, you don't think some team's going to want to try to trade up and get a Jaden Daniels at three? Because you're trying to trade up for a position player, but we know the price of the position player is not nearly the price of a quarterback in this league. And I think you're paying a quarterback tax to not draft a quarterback at three.
And
it would make no sense for the Cardinals to go up and trade out of four. Like, they need a Marvin Harrison Jr. They need something to kind of invigorate the franchise.
Yeah, I think if it gets past three, you're jump screwed. I think it would cost nine Fields and something. But, like, is New England in a position where they want a rookie quarterback, or do they feel like with their defense they're win now enough?
But is Justin Fields that quarterback that can win now? Like, you talk about
somebody convince Gerard Mayo. Maybe.
For the Fields fans in this city who say, oh, he needs help, there's no help on that New England roster. Who's helping him?
Oh, you don't like Kendrick Bourne?
Juju Smith-Schuster?
He's like, horrible.
That is a horrible, barren roster.
And the offensive line's a disaster.
Right. It wouldn't work.
But if you give him more pay...
I'm not saying New England isn't interested in Justin Fields. They very well could be. But if you're giving me the choice of a rookie quarterback versus Justin Fields and you know the roster's going to be barren, I'd rather roll the dice and maybe find some greatness with a rookie quarterback who can maybe be an elevator, as opposed to a guy in Justin Fields who we've seen what it looks like when he has no help.
I think they might sign Kirk Cousins, New England.
Ooh. You know a little something?
I don't. But I'm trying to read some tea leaves. I don't think that they're going to Everybody assumes they're going to take, like, Jaden Daniels. I think unless Drake May is left on the board at three, New England's not going to take a quarterback.
All right. We'll talk a little bit more football. We'll also get to some college basketball. And we'll also, we've got a whole running list of things that we were like, we have to talk about this. We'll do all that when we come back. Tyler Rocky, Shay Norling, back in 2 minutes.
This is Tyler and Shay on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.